Okay, so let us now invite into the room Goddess Aida Hussein, who is the creatrix of the Sufi Tarot. Hello, Goddess.
Hello, and congratulations. I'm so excited about your new deck.
Thank you, my beautiful sister. I'm so glad you're here.
Tomorrow in the mail.
Oh, yay! Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So am I pronouncing your name correctly? Is it Aida or Aida?
Aida.
Okay. All right. How do you say it?
Aida.
Aida. Okay. Aida. Okay. Okay. Okay, Goddess Aida. Yay. So I'm so glad that you are here. I have been singing the praises of your beautiful Sufi tarot. And I want to talk to you about your journey. But then after that, if you have a moment, I would love to, because this, my deck, the first 22 cards in my deck are the major arcana, are made in the image of the major arcana. So I would love to go through the journey of the first 22 cards together and play with that a bit. But first, so who were you? Who were you before the Sufi tarot?
Before the Sufi tarot, and for the last 35 years, and I'm more than 35 years old, I've been on the Sufi journey. And for the last 21 years, I've been teaching. So I'm a teacher of Sufism, Sufi healing, philosophy, whirling, poetry. And I realized that it's such a beautiful way of bringing together different parts of the world, yes. East and the West, the inner and the outer. So why is there no deck that does that? It's a beautiful uniting factor. Why not do that through tarot, which is something I've always loved? Yes. So I started Googling, and lo and behold, there was nothing out there. Nobody had ever done this before. And I just still don't understand why, because it was the most natural thing in the world for me.
Yes. Yes, it makes such perfect sense. I have to share with you that I have been very attracted to and magnetized by Sufism for, you know, as long as I can remember. My introduction was through Rumi, you know, as many people, just the beauty of the energy of Sufism. What was your introduction to tarot? And did you always know about Sufism as your from your culture? Or can you share with us a bit about that?
Well, I was a frivolous freshman in a university in New York, and I went to visit my mother in Pakistan in 1988. And she said, there's this wonderful old man, and you must meet him, and he will do a prayer for you, and you won't get into trouble in New York. So I said, okay, I went along with her, and he became the most incredible catalyst for my Sufi transformation. That was in 88. So I've been on the Sufi path since then. Then he passed away. And then I was led to my current teacher in 2003 or 2004. And I've been teaching for the last 21 years now.
Oh, that's magnificent. Go ahead, please.
Of course, you know, when I met my teacher, I said, well, I don't know if I can be your student because I'm in love with Rumi. And I cannot leave Rumi. And his response was, well, you know what? We're all about integration, bringing together. So I brought together all that I love in Sufism. And yes, I've always loved tarot, but there was a slight apprehension that is it in line with my own spiritual tradition until I learned that tarot came from the Mamluk Sultanate in Egypt.
Yes, yes. Please share with people that history, which is in your guidebook in here as well. A lot of people don't know that. Please share that history.
Most people believe tarot originated in Italy. Tarot originated in the Islamic Mamluk Sultanate in what is now Egypt. And then it was a time of great cultural interaction between Spain, Muslim Spain, and Europe. And the Italians came to Egypt. They picked up tarot and they took it to Italy. And in the Renaissance, it took on a very, very different, beautiful medieval Christian flavor. But the deck went from being Egyptian to Italian, to French, and then British, the Rider-Waite-Smith. And it became further and further away from what it was originally.
Yes.
So this great need, this great desire to really go back to the origins and also represent people who look like me. I didn't feel visually represented in these decks, which became very, very beautiful, but very, very Eurocentric.
Yes.
There was this great need to, again, bring together the the Eastern origins and the Western adaptations and the developments, because the West took the tarot and they ran with it and they developed it in such a beautiful way that it became a part of the culture more than where it originated from. So I wanted to honor both, not beat up on anyone, but just bring them together and honor the Eastern origins, the Western adaptation, as a way of becoming more whole.
Yes.
Because we can remain a little bit fragmented if we, you know, culturally appropriate and we don't pick up the roots, or if we get so angry with the developments, we only acknowledge the roots. So yes, it's bringing together.
That is absolutely beautiful. And thank you for sharing that with us. I want to encourage people who, if you pick up the Sufi tarot, which I recommend that you do, don't just throw away the guidebook. It's not a throwaway, even if you already know tarot or think that you know tarot, because it is, Goddess Ida has included a wealth of knowledge about the history and the journey. And as you said, the two marry together so perfectly that it is astounding that it hasn't been done before. And so what has been the response? I'm sure that people, what has been the response after people received the deck?
I was wary, but the response has been incredible. In 1 year, it made it to number one on Amazon in the US and Canada, but it's also been translated into French, German, Russian, and Turkish.
Wow, yay. Okay, good.
People, there's something which is touching a nerve.
So someone was asking about yesterday about getting decks in French. So that's great. So you can get the Sufi tarot in French, German, Russian, and Turkish.
And Turkish.
Yay. Okay, good. So what I would love to do, like I said, is, and people are saying, Goddess Marnie is saying, I love this. I didn't know that history of the tarot. Thank you for sharing. People are saying, Goddess Ida, thank you so much. They are saying that they are looking forward to getting your deck immediately after this conversation. So I'm going to hold up now. We'll go through the major arcana of your deck. Arcana means secrets. And I will hold up the corresponding card in my deck, and you please share with us the pronunciation of the words, because it's very powerful. Words are spells. The words that we speak are spells. And so to hear your pronunciation and your thoughts is very powerful. So here is Boo Boo the Fool from my deck, and from your deck we have?
Salik. Salik.
Okay.
Salik means a journeyer. So, I believe there's nothing foolish about being young and open-hearted and open-minded. It's just a young soul in search of the truth.
Beautiful. And then on my deck, Boo Boo the Fool represents positive possibilities and potential, as you said. And then next up, I have the Conjure Woman from my deck. And you have?
The Alchemist. Alchemist. That's an English word, but it's not alchemia. Alchemia is an Arabic word. The whole science of alchemy was from the Middle East. So it's not about trickery or petty tricks, but about alchemizing. And I see that in your card as well. It's a manifestation.
Yes.
And an alchemizing and transformation. Yeah.
And the Magician in traditional tarot. Okay, and then next we have the High Priestess in traditional tarot. She's also called the High Priestess, representing intuition and knowingness in the Secrets of the Ancestors. And in your deck?
I call her the Murshida, which is a female Sufi guide.
Beautiful.
I love the way you have represented your moon. It's a lot like mine. It's identical, actually.
Yes. That's what I was looking at. I was getting chills looking through the two. So I was like, okay, this would be really fun and powerful to do as well. And then in traditional tarot, number three is the matriarch. I'm sorry, the empress. And in my deck, it's the matriarch. And the lesson is nurture the harvest. And in your deck?
I call her the Shahabanu, which means the empress in Persian. And she has a bump. She's pregnant, but she's not apologetic about the bump.
Yes.
It's very Victorian to hide the bump, to be apologetic. But I love that yours is holding the baby.
Yes.
So just unapologetically a creator.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then next we have number four, the emperor in traditional tarot. And in my deck, the patriarch is unapologetic. And in your deck, we have?
The sultan, which means king in Turkish.
Yes. Okay. And then number five, who is the card, the Hierophant, in traditional tarot. In my deck, in Secrets of the Ancestors, is the shaman with the message, trust the path.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite. Called the peer.
Yes.
Which is a Sufi guide.
Yes.
Spiritual teacher.
And this is a card that people are often a bit confused about, the Hierophant card in traditional tarot. And I feel like there's more clarity in looking at your card, the peer.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then we have, let's see, we have time for a few more. Okay. So we have the twins in mine, conscious connections, the lovers on traditional tarot. And in yours, we have
the Ashikan. Which means lovers in the Garden of Paradise.
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. This is so fun. Okay. And then card number seven in mine, which is, well, this is the Chariot in traditional tarot, represented here by the monarch. And her energy is victorious in Secrets of the Ancestors. And in yours?
The Vali, which means the master. Someone who masters the inner and the outer. So I wanted to go away from having a physical chariot, but yes, to really represent somebody who has, he has no reins, he has no saddles, but through the power of his mind, he is really able to control the horses. It's a self-mastery.
Beautiful, yes, self-mastery. And then card number eight. I love the seeing the echoes in each other. So this is justice in traditional tarot. In my deck, it's the chiefess, strength tested. And in yours?
Is kuat, which means strength.
Okay.
Gentle strength, the strength of a child to tame the inner and the outer demons.
As a Leo, I love these. And then number nine, which in traditional tarot is the Hermit. And here in my deck, it's the Loner, isolation and introspection. And in your deck?
The Dervish. And Dervish comes from the word dar, which means door. Someone who's in the doorway between the inner and the outer. Words when needed and then coming out to assimilate with the world.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then card number 10, the Wheel of Fortune in traditional tarot. In my deck, the Goddess Circle representing the Wheel of Change. And in yours?
So I knew this was going to be a bit of a tongue twister, but I love the meaning. So Charche Falak.
Charche Falak.
That means the wheel in the sky.
Ah, beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
A Rumi poem, in which he said, there's a wheel in the sky that keeps everything in order. So whatever is happening is meant to happen because that wheel of wisdom in the sky is making sure everything is moving in its rightful way.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Do you have more Sufi-related projects that are coming for us? Like, you know, just maybe a new Rumi reader or, you know, are there new projects that are coming our way?
Right now I'm working on a book, but I think I need to do something visual. People want something more visual as well.
Okay. Okay. Yay. Okay. So we will look forward to both of those, the book and then the visual project to come. Okay. So card number 11, which is strength or fortitude in traditional tarot. Well, some go back and forth with strength and justice. Okay. And then, so mine is the judge and poetic justice.
And mine is called Adil, which means justice. Okay. However, I was really wanted the representation to be a beautiful African woman standing barefoot. She has no shoes in front of Mount Kilimanjaro, embodying organic, raw, real justice, not man-made political justice, but she's got the sword of truth and the scales of justice, and she is just in sync with nature. So her justice is really in attuned with the divine justice. She is the divine feminine, really.
Yes.
Starting a divine justice.
Beautiful.
I loved her.
I love her too. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. And let's do one more. I want to be cognizant of your time. We have the martyr in my deck. This is the Hanged Man in traditional tarot, number 12. And I have sacrifice and self-reflection. And you have?
The Sleem, which means surrender. So you're surrendering your old way of thinking to a new perspective. When you hang upside down, your heart is raised above your head. So you're more tuned with your heart knowledge. And that's the perspective we're trying to change to, get away from the mind and more into the heart.
Ah, absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. This was so much fun, Goddess Ida. So this cannot be our only conversation. So we have to do this again.
We need to do more. And yes. I just want to say, I love the aspect you've got secrets, because that's something we all believe in the spiritual path. We're looking for the truth, and then ancestors. We are not islands unto ourselves. We all connected with this golden chain of light to everyone who's come before us. So Sufism really, really has, it's very important, this whole concept of ancestry, connecting and attuning to those who have come before us so they can guide us. And bringing into our lives the quality that they represented to give birth to those qualities again. So I think you've done something so beautiful by going back into the ancestors and bringing to your audience the fact that the wisdom is already within you if you connect to those who have come before you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wait, one last quick question. You just made me think of something. Are there any ancestral thoughts or practices or, you know, within your practice that you feel like it would be helpful to share?
Yes, well, we have this, I don't know how we're doing with time, but we have this beautiful meditation in which we connect with a master saint or prophet, goddess, matriarchs, patriarchs who have come before us, and through our connection with them, and I keep on going back to this card because there's like a white light which goes from our heart to the heart of another being, to the heart of a presence before them, and then eventually to the light of our lights. So we're connecting that light through our hearts to this ancestor, and then all the way back up to where it comes from.
That is lovely.
We do a lot of that.
Oh, that's beautiful. I would love to on another call, another time, like let's get together. And that would be beautiful to bear witness and to participate in that meditation journey.
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Goddess Ida. Where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram, the Sufi Tarot. That's the best place to find me.
That's the best place. Okay, wonderful. So everyone, please get the Sufi Tarot. And I don't know, are you able to see the people in the comments? Because I would love to do a giveaway from Hay House. Okay, so I will pick someone who will receive the beautiful Sufi Tarot. So let's go with Goddess Ade. Goddess Ade. I think I saw two Goddess Ades. Goddess Ade O. Ade Oluyemi. Oh, no, Oluyemisi. Goddess Ade Oluyemisi is the winner of the Sufi Tarot. So if you could please just comment again in the comments so that Hay House can see your name. Yes, there she is. She is the winner of the Sufi Tarot. And so thank you, Goddess Ida. So we will continue on Hay House, and we'll have this conversation, continue to evolve this conversation. Thank you, Goddess.
Congratulations again.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
So everyone who is here in the circle, oh my goodness, like, let's just have a moment and just bask in that beautiful energy. Like, that was absolutely wonderful. I'm going to continue on through the cards here and just show you some of the correspondences between my deck and hers. And actually, there were a couple of things I wanted to point out to you with the cards that we already pulled. So the Goddess Circle, actually, this card, number 10 in the deck, you would be interested to know, those who said that they also have the African Goddess Rising Oracle deck, I told Goddess Destiny that I felt that the Goddess Circle should be the all of the goddesses of Egyptian descent from the African Goddess Rising Oracle deck. Ah, I should have shared this with Goddess Ida. Ah, all right. So all of those goddesses in that deck. So if you see Sekhmet, you can see all of the goddesses and queens of Egyptian descent from the African Goddess Rising Oracle deck are on this card, are the Goddess Circle in this deck. And then something else I wanted to share with you. Let me see if I can find the equivalent of the Hanged Man card. It's Sarah Lacali. Where is she? Okay, I don't know where she went. Okay, well, Sarah, the Hanged Man, the equivalent of the Tarot Hanged Man in my deck, in Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle, is Sarah Lacali. I feel like the card has disappeared. Maybe she didn't want to participate in this part of the journey. Okay, let me just go through again and just see if they are sticking together, or I probably dropped it or sitting on it. I think it was the last one that we pulled. I'm not seeing her Hanged Man card either. Okay, so I don't know where I put them, somewhere around me, but it is the Sarah Lacali card. It's Sarah Lacali from the previous deck hanging upside down now in this deck. All right, is it in the box? I probably put them in one of the boxes. I have several different boxes around me. All right, so this is card number 13 in both of our decks. The energy of total disruption. Yes, Goddess Ade, they don't want to be seen at the moment, which makes sense with the Hanged Man energy and journey. Yep. Okay. And then we have here, I love the synchronicities, the Peacemaker. I'm not going to attempt to and butcher the pronunciations of her cards, representing persistent patience. We can see them here. Goddess Angelita says, I was scheduled to host an ancestor workshop this past weekend. It was canceled due to low enrollment. In hindsight, that was a blessing because now I have a new tool to introduce. Oh, that's so great. Yes, absolutely. That's what needed to happen. And then here's the energy of the trickster. Okay. Dark energy, as you can see. I love her card. That's the energy of the trickster. Ego and excess. Yeah, sometimes cards absolutely like to play, Goddess Stasia. I will end this conversation and it's going to be right here staring at me in front of my laptop. It's going to be right here. All right. And then the Deviant. This is the Tower card from traditional tarot. Okay. And in my deck, it is the Deviant representing chaos and destruction. These are some of the scary cards for folks. But an important thing to note is that when you're doing a reading, it is not in any way condemning you to anything. You are in charge of your life. It is giving you a snapshot of if all conditions and all things were the same at this moment, the course that you are on. Okay. So this is hold it a little closer. This card number 16, Minar. Okay. And then I love that this is the Star and it is Sitara from my previous deck. Those who know, you know, the Star, Spiritual Rebirth. Beautiful energy. Love the synchronicities. Hello, Goddess Sally. Glad that you are here. Okay. And then this is card number 18, the Shadow, Trials and Tribulations. Okay. Yep. Goddess Selena says, we think we're reading the cards, but they be reading us. Yes, the cards read us all the time, all the time. This is card 19. And actually, the we could go through, when you go through like the first 22 cards, they actually tell a story of our journey of enlightenment and awakening. So as you see, we went through a number of dark feeling cards, and now we're embracing the energy of moving back into the energy of the sun, which is what this card is in traditional tarot. The Griot, Bliss in my deck. And then this is hers, Shams, card 19, which is lovely. And then number 20, the Huntress in my deck. And the energy in hers, let me hold them up together. Got card number 20 is Mizan. And again, please excuse my pronunciations. Okay, and then completing the first 22 cards, this is card number 21, because we start with zero, which is, as we can see, the Ancestral Force, Completion. And there is hers, Dunia. Yay! Okay, so let me do two giveaways. So Goddess Ricky wants to know, will this be replayed? Goddess Ricky, if you go to secretsoftheancestors.com, secretsoftheancestors.com, and click on Secrets of the Ancestors Virtual Festival, Virtual Retreat and Festival, and you sign in there, you can find all of the replays within 48 hours will be uploaded there. Okay. All right. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Goddess Latanda says, being new to the Oracle deck, I fell in love with the African Goddess Rising Oracle and couldn't imagine another deck being as impactful watching this live. I see now why I need the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck ASAP. Yes, they are beautiful complementary tools. It really is an add-on to your journey. It's the next step, the next level. And, you know, they... I'm so grateful for this this transmission and this conversation. So, okay, so two giveaways. So let's see. So I'm going to just scroll up. Goddess Kina, let's see. And if you already have the deck, you will gift it to someone. Goddess Kina, K-E-E-N-A, is the recipient of a new Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck. So Goddess Kina, if you're still here, acknowledge yourself in the comments so that Hay House can find you. And Goddess Sally also is the recipient of the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle. Again, if you have the deck already, then please gift it to someone. Okay. All right. Yay. So I will see you all tomorrow here. If you just joined, it's okay. Go to secretsoftheancestors.com and you can register there, sign in, and find all replays and everything. And we'll be back here tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, Goddess Selena, it has been absolutely magical. I am floating, floating, floating. So thank you all. I will see you in the next Sacred Circle. Sao Bona, deep bow to you. Bye.